Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is something like the 860th episode of Daily Comedy News. You think one time I would remember to plug in my headphones. Hi, Johnny Mac with your Daily Comedy News. Stephen Colbert was talking about Omicron. He said so far it appears to be milder and more infectious than Delta. That might be happening because according to a new study, it shares genetic code with the common cold. The pandemic's gone on so long, we're officially in the remix stage. The next variant's going to be COVID featuring Shingles, the Skrillex mix. Fallon said, here's some good news. Fauci said the first data on the severity of Omicron is encouraging. Yeah, that's what passes for good news in 2021. Did I switch between Omicron and Omicron during those two jokes? I think I did. I don't know how to say it. Do you? Trevor, Fauci says, while it's too early to know for sure, it looks like Omicron spreads more easily than Delta, but maybe less severe. Yeah, which means COVID might have watered itself down so it could reach more people, like the ice cube of corona variants. Fallon, the new deadly virus variant is only worrisome. People were like, this calls for a tepid, uncertain celebration. Fallon, yeah, it's encouraging, which is positive enough to continue with your holiday plans, but vague enough to make you spend the entire time freaking out. John Mulaney has joined Instagram. He's only following one account. That account? The U.S. Secret Service. People are fascinated by why John chose that. You can follow me on Instagram at Daily Comedy News. This next story, I'm less interested in the story and more interested in at the only place that I see this story is on 9.com.au, your home for comedy news, and also a TV station in Australia. So why am I fascinated? Customers of a South Carolina fast food restaurant were not served by the regular wait staff. Instead, it was Chevy Chase. Why is this being reported in Australia and nowhere else? Chevy Chase grabbed a bite for himself, but surprised patrons of Charleston's Raising Cane fast food restaurant by getting behind the counter to serve passing chicken fingers and fries to customers at the drive-thru window. A company official said, in true Chevy Chase form, he asked to jump behind the counter and hilarity ensued as he served up their orders in the drive-thru and inside at the counter. Customers shared videos of Chase serving them on social media, with one TikTok user sharing footage of Chase participating with her in the trend of bopping heads in sync to Drilla. Delaney Free wrote over footage of Chase holding up a cup. She wrote, when you go to Cane's and Clark Griswold is working the drive-thru, she captioned the video, hap, hap, happy Christmas from me and Chase. Speaking of TikTok, and this is me being catty, but I was thinking about, it was about a year ago. Remember Sarah Cooper? She used to pantomime to Donald Trump videos on TikTok. And the comedy industry was like, oh my God, she's the next big thing. Netflix gave her a special. CBS gave her a sitcom. And I sat here every day being like, what the F, man? It's a year later. I don't know. I haven't heard anything lately. From Deadline, Saturday Night Live is heading to the UK. Deadline understands that a British version of the long-running NBC comedy is in the works at Sky. This would mark the most high-profile international adaption of the Lorne Michaels-created series, which has been remade in a number of places around the world, including China, Germany, Italy, and South Korea. Did we know this? There's Chinese Saturday Night Live? Really? I want to see this. Sky is owned by Comcast. Comcast owns NBC. That starts to make sense, doesn't it? This comes after Sky began airing full versions of NBC's American Saturday Night Live last year on the Sky Comedy Channel. A British series called Saturday Live, aired on Channel 4 between 1985 and 1988, helped to make stars the likes of Harry Enfield, Stephen Fry, Hugh Laurie, and Ben Elton. It later moved to ITV. I will talk about American Saturday Night Live tomorrow. Why? Because I recorded this one on Friday for scheduling reasons. Speaking of people on Saturday Night Live, Pete Davidson, back in the news. Pete has revealed that when Miley Cyrus appeared on Saturday Night Live in 2015, she and Pete Davidson got matching tattoos. Man, what is it with Pete Davidson? I know I'm just, you know, a middle-aged dude in his basement, and I'm supposed to sit here on Grumpy Old Man Mountain and be like, I don't get the Pete Davidson thing. Ladies, what is it? You got matching tattoos with Pete Davidson? Why? They got matching tattoos that read, "We babies." I'm even more confused now. I understand that less than giving a CBS sitcom to somebody who pantomimes to Donald Trump videos. Pete has since gotten his tattoo lasered off. That's sad. Miley still has hers. Chris Redd apparently also got a tattoo based on the sketch. Why? From Rolling Stone, David Bowie would have turned 75 on January 8th. They're going to have a party, a live streaming event featuring Def Leppard, Simon Le Bon, John Taylor. Those are the Duran Duran guys, right? Living Color? Really? Gary Oldman? And why am I mentioning this? Ricky Gervais. Ricky and Bowie were friends. This headline caught my eye. They were teasing an article in the San Francisco Gate. The teaser said, "Why there will never be a sequel to Mrs. Doubtfire." Oh, can I guess? Can I guess? Let's see. Why would they not make a sequel to Mrs. Doubtfire, which Robin Williams starred in and seems kind of important to the project? Well, Chris Columbus, the film's director, the original, said there will never be a sequel because no one could possibly fill Robin Williams' shoes. Yeah, no kidding. It's impossible. It's just impossible. I was just reading a lot of reviews, ironically, today, and about the Broadway show. Wait, there's a Broadway show of Mrs. Doubtfire? Google time. What? This is the thing. Mrs. Doubtfire at the Stephen Sondheim Theater, a new musical comedy about the things we do to stay together. Story: Daniel Hilliard, a struggling out-of-work actor, will do anything for his kids after losing custody in a messy divorce. He creates the kindly alter ego of Scottish nanny Euphigenia Doubtfire in a desperate attempt to stay in their lives. Really? Is there a soundtrack? My kids are into musicals. They didn't tell me about this. Don't they know I always talk to myself in the basement all day about comedy? They should tell me these things. Here are the songs. Spoilers. Ready? Act 1. Opening / pizza rolls. That's Daniel. I'm Done. I Want to Be There. Nanny Interview Montage. Make Me a Woman. What the Hell? Sung by the kids. My Jolly Show. Ensemble. Cooking Montage. Easy Peasy. I Want to Be There. Reprise. Mr. Jolly Reprise. Telling Time Rap. Bam, You're Rocking Now. Time for intermission. All right, we're back from intermission. Act 2. The Shape of Things to Come. She Deserves a Real Man. Let Go. New Leaf. You've Created a Monster. He Lied to Me. Restaurant Sequence. Pretend. As Long as There Is Love. As Long as There Is Love. Finale. Well, we're still not getting a Mrs. Doubtfire 2, unless, of course, this becomes the biggest musical of all time, and then money tends to change things. Chris Columbus says, "It's impossible, it's just impossible. I was just reading a lot of reviews, ironically, today, and about the Broadway show that Johnny Mac just found out about as he recorded. And this guy who's playing him is supposedly very energetic and phenomenal, but he's no Robin. Robin was one of a kind. The last time I met with Robin before he passed away was about the Mrs. Doubtfire sequel. We had a script, and it was a great script. Robin was prepared to do it. And then, unfortunately, he passed away." From Chortle, remember the sitcom The Young Ones? It could have had a follow-up. It would have been called The Middle-Aged Ones. Co-creator Lisa Mayer has revealed this. The writer said she always wanted to catch up with Rick, Vivian, Neil, and Mike later in life. She also intended the original comedy to run longer than its two series, but Rick Mayall, who wrote the show with her, and Ben Elton blocked the idea. She said, "I always had the idea of doing The Middle-Aged Ones. I had this idea that Neil would have cut his hair and be wearing a suit. Vivian would be on his third marriage and work in a hospital and still drink too much. The usual disappointment in most people's lives, what they think they're going to do at 18, 19, 20, and what they end up doing." Right? You wind up sitting in your basement reading comedy stories. It's so sad. Sale mused that, "I think we finished it all too early and that The Young Ones could have had a third series. The only reason we didn't do a third series in a Christmas special is because Rick had this romantic notion that we were Fawlty Towers, and we had done two series, Get Out, Keep It, and Amber, before we went too far, but I think we had a lot more and could have done." She added, "It's amazing in retrospective that we didn't think, why don't we have a woman or a person of color?" A lot of British news today. BBC has confirmed the air date for Matt Berry's Toast of Tinseltown. Oh, man. If you haven't seen Toast of London starring Matthew Berry, you have missed out. Now, I checked just before I started recording. Toast of London is not streaming in the U.S. these days. So you'll have to look under a rock. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, know what I mean, if you want to see the show. But Stephen Toast will be returning to TV in the U.K. on January 4th. I am so jealous, I just may have to look under a rock. The new series comes more than 6 years after Toast of London last aired on Channel 4. Toast of Tinseltown follows Matt Berry's character trying to make it in L.A. I'm telling you, you probably haven't seen this show if you live in the States. It is fantastic. Harry Peacock also reprises his role as Ray Purchase. That's Matthew Berry's rival on the show. The description of the first episode reads, Toast is becoming increasingly angry and everybody is noticing, even Ray Purchase. There's no chance of landing the big movie audition in this state. After a successful visit to an anger management center, Toast is a new man and sets about apologizing to all the people he's been rude to. However, when he reveals the extent of his wrongdoing to Purchase, the pair come face to face at the Colonial Club. Co-creator Arthur Matthews originally revealed the new series at the Chortle Comedy Book Festival last year. Arthur Matthews said, It was a thrill to be writing Toast again after a long gap. Hollywood is a brave new world for Toast. There will be triumphs and tribulations. Matthew Berry said, I couldn't be more thrilled to not only be working with Arthur, but the rest of the Toast family again, and also be taking the show to the BBC, which I know Toast himself would very much approve. 10 p.m., BBC Two, January 4th, Johnny Mack's House Under a Rock, January 5th. Nudge, nudge. Couple more from that side of the pond, which is not something anybody actually says. Chris O'Dowd, who co-starred in The It Crowd with Matthew Berry. I think Matthew Berry was a supporting character on the show. Chris O'Dowd was the star. I'm being unfair to Mr. O'Dowd. I digress. He has been tapped to star in the upcoming series adaptation of The Big Door Prize, based on the best-selling novel by M.O. Walsh. This will come to Apple TV Plus, who's got a lot of good shows. Although, I just finished up the season of Invasion. Hey, Invasion, could we actually have some aliens or some actual invading? Invasion wasn't that good. Foundation was good. And did I mention Ted Lasso? Chris O'Dowd is set to portray the role of good-natured teacher and family man named Dusty. Really? Whose deeply average life will change with the appearance of the mystifying machine that forces him to question his own happiness. And from Loudersound.com, your home for comedy news, Bryan Adams has released a new single. It's called Kick Ass. Why am I mentioning this? There's a video. The video starts with John Cleese doing an introductory sermon in which Cleese says, there's not enough rock and roll in the world. More guitars, more drums, join hands. Let's rock. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, I'm not feeling it, you could switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Charge those batteries.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by All Pro Lines. That's that podcast I tell you about every Tuesday. Kostaki Economopoulos and Aaron Hodges combine football and jokes. It's very funny. You like football. You like jokes. Why aren't you listening to All Pro Lines wherever you get your shows? I went to Twitter at All Pro Lines and I stole some jokes from them. You ready? The Eagles beat the Jets, which is, I think, how Captain Sully got famous. Pretty good. Kostaki, who hosts the show with Aaron Hodges, Kostaki Economopoulos is a big Falcons fan, and he likes making fun of his team because his team is terrible. After appearing in the Super Bowl, the Falcons fell so fast, they now appear to have the bends. The Falcons haven't won at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in over a calendar year. They're 0-7 going back to last year. The Mercedes slogan is, the best or nothing. Spoiler alert for the Falcons. Nothing. All Pro Lines, wherever you get your shows. Vulture did this whole series called Comedians You Should Know. I parked this for the end of the year because it gets a little slower, although today was pretty robust, huh? I'll be picking away at this list as the upcoming weeks come and we head towards 2022. You know how the end of the year works. Why am I explaining to you? This one about Robin Tran. Robin is one of the 22 talented writers and performers on Vulture's annual list, Comedians You Should Know and Will Know. Vulture does a great job with this. I subscribe to Vulture. I would encourage you to as well. Robin Tran said, I didn't actually truly internalize how funny I was until my Just for Laughs set, where I literally say, oh, I'm really funny, out loud on camera. It was a revelation that took 9 years to reach. I'm amused it happened on camera, and now everything feels more fun than it ever has. Describe your comedy in 5 words. Mischievous, S-stirring, Asian, trans, lesbian. What are you most known for? Coming out to my Vietnamese mother with a language barrier, which people call born boy, brain girl. I wrote this joke while I was actually coming out because it was the first time I ever disassociated from my body, and it felt like I was looking down at myself coming out to her, and I wrote the joke in my brain simultaneously because it was the only way to cope with the intensity of the moment. But don't feel sympathy for me. I'm only sharing these details to humble brag about how I'm a genius. What have you done for comedy during COVID that you thought you would never do? I became a TikTok star. Uh-oh, Johnny Mech's going to lose it. You know how he gets with these TikTok stars. And I started creating memes. I started looking at social media as a place to perform because so many people would be home. And I figured introverts need entertainment too. I got over 175,000 TikTok followers during COVID. Oh yeah, well, who are some of your favorite comedians right now? I'm not sure Vulture phrased it in that aggressive tone. Robin said, Eddie Pepitone's For the Masses special is my favorite of all time. Wow, really? I think it's just perfect, and almost every joke is good enough to be a closer. Otherwise, there's too many to count because most of my favorite comedians are also friends, blah, blah, blah. Come on. Also, I've stopped looking to others as inspiration, and I try to look at myself from the outside as a fan. My goal every day is to think a thought that surprises me so I can always keep myself on my toes and remain unpredictable. That's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Good Pods, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.
Join us as we unveil the top 11 inventions that changed the world, the groundbreaking innovations that have reshaped our society and propelled us into the future. From the ancient compass to the transformative telephone, we explore the inventions that have had the most profound impact on human progress. Follow the top 11 wherever you get your podcasts.
Some call him the Taylor Swift of soccer. Follow the ultimate spectacle with the Messi effect. Step into the star-studded world of superstar Lionel Messi as we dive into the glitz, glamour, and game-changing impact he's bringing to American soccer. From jaw-dropping goals to all the off-field glitz and intrigue, we've got your all-access pass to the hottest show in town. Whether you're a diehard fan or just love a good Hollywood story, join us for the ride of a lifetime as Messi brings American soccer to new heights. Follow the Messi Effect and see if Messi can pull off an American championship. The Messi Effect, available wherever you get your podcasts.